St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Church was completely destroyed in the collapse of the World Trade Center Tower 2 during the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. During the weeks and the months that followed, Archbishop Demetrios of America presided over numerous funerals and memorials for many Greek Orthodox Christians who died that fateful day. He participated in interfaith and ecumenical events at city, state, and national levels. And most importantly, for St. Nicholas, the only house of worship destroyed on 9/11, the Archbishop inaugurated a dialogue with then-Governor George Pataki to rebuild a church as well as a national shrine. We have invited Father Alexander Karloutsis, the assistant to the Archbishop for Public Affairs and Proto-Presbyter of Kimisis Tis Theotoko, Dormition of the Theotokos Greek Orthodox Church in the Hamptons, to be with us today to speak about this glorious event. Father, welcome.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Father Chris, for inviting me on the program. And as you were narrating exactly what occurred on September the 11th, my mind flashed back to those moments because I'm a Port Authority police chaplain as well, appointed by the Archbishop. So I was called down on the evening of September 11th and had to deal with our people that lost their lives at the Port Authority. We lost 37 Port Authority, and one of them was a Greek American police officer who refused to leave Tower 2, trying to get everybody out. And so I was just reflecting upon him and upon others that lost their lives. And I had to go get the Archbishop the next day because he could not get into the city, but I had my police pass. And we went down, and as we were going through the crowds, people were pulling on his lasso, asking for prayers to be said. The first responders, no matter whether they were of Christian, Jewish, Muslim faith, Buddhist, they all wanted a prayer. They wanted to have a sense of the sacred because they had faced the great evil the day before.
It's amazing. Many still don't understand the difference. I know that we have we had a parish there that was destroyed, and we're dealing now with the construction of a shrine. So maybe you can sort of unpack for us what is going on. Why is it becoming a national shrine?
Well, it's not becoming a national shrine in the sense that we said, well, let's make it a national shrine. Mm-hmm. Once September 11th occurred, the whole nation and the whole world became New Yorkers. And so the focal point of the church, we're rebuilding it as a parish. But because it's a parish, and it's at really the Acropolis of Ground Zero, we are on top of the transportation hub, and we're overlooking the memorial. Just by the way it's being placed and centered by the Port Authority in agreement with the governor, in agreement with the archdiocese, makes it a national shrine. And people, there's 10 million people a year that will be going down there to visit the memorials. And as they come out of, I must say, the gloomy atmosphere of the museum, they're going to be looking up and seeing a light on the hill as Jesus talked it. That is a national shrine. And so the church will function with its daily services. Baptisms, weddings will occur. There'll be funerals. All of these things will happen. However, what will take place on September the 11th? There's no longer a religious observance at the memorials on September 11th because of the separation of church and state. Well, the only church that's right at Ground Zero that was destroyed and will be resurrected is St. Nicholas. So therefore, that will be by natural consequence the national shrine of September 11th. And therefore, we as an obligation and a responsibility, one as Americans of Greek heritage and Orthodox faith, to bear witness to the faith that will enshrine this church in the hearts and the minds of all visitors, not only Americans.
And it's clear, as you said, that it's an interfaith memorial as well. Even though it's a Greek Orthodox church, it'll be that shining example. I was recently there, as you know, with the seniors from Holy Cross School of Theology. We visited, and we had a tour of it. And I have to tell you how impressed I was. Of course, the church is not built yet, but the floor is there. And as you go up those stairs and you look down over the reflection pool and over to the museum, it is a striking example. And as you said, a shrine for the nation, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's not something, it's something that's actually been foisted upon us, not something that we sought. No one wanted Tower 2 to destroy the church. No one wanted people to lose their lives, but it occurred. And because of that event, now, the good point of that great tragedy is that we can be the light of the world, and we can bring orthodoxy to those people who seek comfort. And, you know, when someone's knocking on your door, if there's a stranger, you let them in. And this is the responsibility. Jesus says, I was a stranger, and you took me in. So those people who come estranged to the faith, those people who have lost direction in their lives, if they're knocking at the door of a Greek Orthodox church because it is the shrine of orthodoxy, we must let them in, and we must be in dialogue with them. And if they're seeking comfort for their bereavement, that's what we should be doing. And, you know, people have to understand, in the history of the United States, from the founding of this great nation, somehow the providence of God, the Holy Spirit, is allowing this ethnic community and this church community, Orthodox, to build the first shrine or memorial or monument on public land. Since 1776, it has never occurred before that you could build a shrine. It's going to be a personal shrine. It'll be owned by the Archdiocese. It'll be owned by the people of the Archdiocese, the Greek Orthodox faithful, the Orthodox faithful, and the American people. And that's something that we can be very proud of, that in the history of this nation, we're the only ethnic group and only religious group that is allowed to do so.
Certainly so. It's also, as you said, a fantastic opportunity to witness the Orthodox faith. So let me ask you, are there plans to make this an Orthodox Christian hub, lectures, services in that part of New York City?
Well, yes, of course we're going to be doing that. And around September 11th, we're going to be looking forward to creating opportunities for peace initiatives and dialogue. We're going to be bringing children down that are going through conflict within their own lives and going through sorrow. And we're going to have our bereavement center open to all, and we're going to try and establish a 24-hour hotline when people are going through great crisis, because we know what it's like to be in crisis. We're going to have, and this is something we're working with, something called Gallagher Associates. They deal with the World War II Museum. They are people that are technologically focused and centered. It's a great company. You'll be able to put your iPhone on a digital platform, put your phone there, and immediately we'll say, well, this is the history of the Orthodox Church.
Incredible.
And as you well know, when St. Nicholas was established, the people that would be coming off of Ellis Island after seeing the Statue of Liberty, their first stop was at St. Nicholas and lighting a candle because they passed the seas. Well, so all of a sudden now we are going to we're going to talk about the Greek-American story, how the immigration occurred in this country. And so we'll be able to share with everybody how the Greek Orthodox faithful came at time of persecution from Asia Minor, from the different parts of the world in which they were suffering, or from Greece and looking for a better life. But they kept on to their steadfastness of faith, and that's why the Orthodox Church, for example, as they go into the church itself, would all be digitalized. So if you stand in front of Christ on the icon screen, immediately it'll appear on your iPhone. What is the image of icon of Christ mean in the Orthodox tradition? What are icons about? It starts telling the story of the icon. You go to the one of the Holy Mother, it'll appear Holy Mother. If you go to the one for St. Nicholas, it'll appear St. Nicholas and tell his story. So it's our opportunity to actually preach the gospel, and at the same time be the light on the hill, and at the same time to welcome the stranger, all part of the tradition of the Orthodox Christian Church.
I understand that they're planning a double celebration this fall. I don't know if I'm correct or not, but the completion of the construction and the 100th year anniversary of the original St. Nicholas Church, which opened in 1916. Am I correct, and is construction on schedule as you know it?
No, the construction is being delayed a little bit simply because of the fact this is a monumental building task. We're building at Ground Zero, which is the most expensive place to build because of the concerns of the bomb threats that are constantly going there. Yeah. And so we have to be spending a great deal more money in the materials used. We have had to re-engineer certain things in order to make sure our security is appropriate with the Port Authority. So it looks like by the end of the year 2017, at the close of the anniversary, 100th anniversary year, we will be opening up the church probably in December 2017.
That's phenomenal. Well, truly, it's a great project, and I know that you are very much behind it and helping to make it come about. Our hats are off to you, Father Alex, there's no doubt about that. Let me ask you a final question. What is the best way for the average person who learns about this through the website of the Archdiocese, through the OCN site, through the cameras as they're watching the construction go up? How can people help? How can they make their donations?
Well, first of all, they go to the website and they look about where exactly they do send it. Let me just say, and I want to, no matter what size gift, by the way, because we have the Stavros Niarchos Foundation is giving a $5 million donation.
Tremendous.
But the church, as the Archbishop said, it should be from all of the faithful. And so whether it's a dollar, $5, we are going to recognize it digitally at the World Trade Center at St. Nicholas of Ground Zero. We're also going to be, when the day of the consecration, every donor's name will be enshrined in the altar table by the Ecumenical Patriarch himself, because the Archbishop said that he wanted his All Holiness Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew at the consecration. So I think that if everyone in this country, every member of our archdiocese, gave at least $100, then we would have more than enough money, because our major donors have already come up and have given $35 million. So we need to step forward. It should not be, as they said, a rich man's church. It should be the way St. Nicholas was. He served the poor. He knew how to address the rich and have them give to the poor. But all of us together, living in this great country, to build a monument worthy of the memory of our parents and our grandparents, and of the legacy that we want to bequeath our own children and grandchildren. St. Nicholas is that light on the hill that celebrates our faith and our culture in this great land.
Thank you very much, Father Alex.
Father Chris, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for the great work you're doing at seminary. We're very proud.